Tercer documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer el cuestionario.
Hello, my name is Mohammed Ahmed Adamu, and I come from Chad. It's a country in Central Africa. My mother tongue is Arabic.
The people of Chad speak many different local languages, but their country has 2 official languages, French and Arabic, so they're spoken and understood by most people in Chad. When most of us think of Chad, we think of a very large country. It's about 6 times the size of Britain. And we think of sand. But what does Chad really look like? What kind of landscape does it have?
I mean, actually, Chad is very varied in terms of landscape. And roughly, you have the biggest part in the north is the desert. And in the south is savanna. And in between, you have what we call the Sahel, which is it's the beginning of the savanna and the end of the desert.
Mohammed describes the extreme north of Chad as having a lunar landscape. So, wow, it looks like the moon. At the age of 20, Mohammed left Chad to go to journalism school in Cameroon. Mohammed became a journalist in Chad as planned, but he also became an activist. He tried to help make it possible for the press or media to do its job properly, freely, and without the fear of being stopped or unfairly influenced by the government and other powerful people. But life became rather dangerous for Mohammed, so he left for the United States. And one opportunity led to another, and another, and another. And Mohammed, a journalist in Washington, eventually became a BBC journalist here in London. Mohammed still tries to visit his family and friends as often as he can. And he plans to return home for good as soon as he can make a contribution to his country. Mohammed would like to begin a new project or business, for example. So he'd like to create jobs for people back home in Chad.
Dispone de 1 minuto para releer el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
Hello, my name is Mohamed Ahmed Adamu, and I come from Chad. It's a country in Central Africa. My mother tongue is Arabic.
The people of Chad speak many different local languages, but their country has two official languages, French and Arabic, so they're spoken and understood by most people in Chad. When most of us think of Chad, we think of a very large country. It's about six times the size of Britain. And we think of sand. But what does Chad really look like? What kind of landscape does it have?
I mean, actually, Chad is very varied in terms of landscape. And roughly, you have the biggest part in the north is the desert. And in the south is savanna. And in between, you have what we call the Sahel, which is it's the beginning of the savanna and the end of the desert.
Mohammed describes the extreme north of Chad as having a lunar landscape. So, wow, it looks like the moon. At the age of 20, Mohammed left Chad to go to journalism school in Cameroon. Mohammed became a journalist in Chad as planned, but he also became an activist. He tried to help make it possible for the press or media to do its job properly, freely, and without the fear of being stopped or unfairly influenced by the government and other powerful people. But life became rather dangerous for Mohammed, so he left for the United States. And one opportunity led to another, and another, and another. And Mohammed, a journalist in Washington, eventually became a BBC journalist here in London. Mohammed still tries to visit his family and friends as often as he can. And he plans to return home for good as soon as he can make a contribution to his country. Mohammed would like to begin a new project or business, for example. So he'd like to create jobs for people back home in Chad.
Dispone de un minuto para leer el cuestionario. Ha terminado la grabación.